It's nearly impossible to get any fuel in Gaza right now. Israel has shut down all crossings into the Palestinian territory for 10 straight days now. That means nothing's getting through, not even United Nations food aid for some 750,000 Palestinian refugees in Gaza. It's all because of an upsurge in violence there since November 4th. Today, Palestinian gunmen fired at least a dozen rockets into Israel. Israel launched a missile strike at Gaza. And the five-month-old ceasefire between Israel and Gaza appears to be fraying. Linda Gradstein brings us the latest from Israel.
The UN senior official in Gaza, John Ging, says the UN warehouses in Gaza are empty. And tomorrow, when 20,000 Palestinians turn up to receive their ration of flour, sugar, rice, and oil, they will be sent home empty-handed.
They've been reduced to a destitute state. They're aid dependent now, and they don't have other means of survival. They actually rely on the paltry handout that we give them to survive.
Ging says the UN usually maintains a 2-month supply of food in its warehouses in Gaza. But since Hamas took over the strip a year and a half ago, Israel has sharply restricted how much food can come in. Karen Koenig Abu Zaid, the director of the UN Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, says Israel has recently increased restrictions on the UN.
It's like it's a new pattern, a new trend, because they've always been good about letting us get in the basic humanitarian and supplies of food and medicines. But now they're not even allowing us to do that. They're stopping us from taking our things in. And they've also given us long lists of things they're not going to allow us to bring in anymore to carry on our operations and keep our office going. This is new for us, and it's very worrying.
Israeli officials say the UN should be blaming Hamas, which controls Gaza, instead of Israel. 5 months of a fragile ceasefire seem to be unraveling, as at least 13 rockets were fired at southern Israel today. In a statement, Hamas said 5 of them were the longer-range Soviet-made Grad missiles, which hit the Israeli town of Ashkelon. Israeli planes fired missiles at Gaza gunmen, wounding at least 2 of them. Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev says Israel does not want a humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
We've had a situation where Hamas is shooting rockets, where terrorists are approaching the borders with weapons, with explosives. There have been a combat situation, and it's very difficult to have uninhindered functioning of the border crossings in a situation where shooting is going on. If the shooting was to cease, if Hamas was to cease its violent operations against Israel, of course, we could get back to normal.
An Israeli Defense Ministry spokesman Peter Lerner said Israel had planned to open the crossings yesterday, but he said Israeli intelligence had information of a planned attack on one of the crossings itself, and they therefore stayed closed. Gaza's main power plant has also run out of fuel, and Palestinians said there were rolling blackouts. Some bakeries in Gaza have also closed because they don't have any fuel. Yesterday it was cold and rainy in Gaza, but today Palestinians say it's warm and pleasant. Some in Israel are calling for harsher measures to stop the rocket fire. One Likud parliament member told Army Radio that Israel should announce that the ceasefire is over and resume assassinations of the heads of terror groups, including Hamas. An Israeli intelligence official said he believed both Hamas and Israel are interested in maintaining the ceasefire. But if rocket fire on Israel continues, many Israelis will call for a large Israeli military incursion into Gaza. For The World, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.